Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Out of reach, empty lake, empty streets. The sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house.
The funny thing about that song is that it is not really about the summer. It's about the end of the summer, and yet the opening shot is of people playing beach volleyball. Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer with you, along with Brendan Escott and Derek Scott. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Lots to get to. A five-guest Friday edition of Oilers Now. Coming up at 12:15 today, he is now the assistant coach of the Winnipeg Jets. Most recently, the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Brad Lauer. At 12:35 today for the horses and horse racing Alberta, and the 7,000 men and women employed in the horse racing and breeding industry. Reminder, live thoroughbred racing Fridays and Saturdays out at Century Mile. We'll hook up with Mark Spector. Parking and admission are free at Century Mile. At 105, former Edmonton Oilers defenseman and Edmonton Oilers assistant coach, the head coach of the Alberta Golden Bears, Ian Herbers. We haven't heard a lot on the Bears over the course of the summer since they lost in the national championship final in double overtime. 5-4 to UQTR in a game in which they outshot Les Patriots 70-40. 1:35 today, Cam Moon. You're going to be hearing more of Cam over the next couple of weeks here on 6:30 CHED. And at 1:45, Brendan Escott will do a bit of a crossover as we get ready for the Edmonton Elks and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Here is how you get hold of us. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Getting to rock at the River Cree with Nazareth on Thursday, August 11th, and Tom Cochran comes to town Saturday, November the 5th. Get your tickets now at rivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. Hey, here's one for you. What is the best song about summer? Help us out here. You can text us at 7. When you think of summer and a song that defines summer, there's a pretty good one with The Cars that opens up summer, summer. But let me know. Text us 780-496-0063. As we mentioned, lots to get to. Now, there's nothing yet on the Matthew Tkachuk front, who will see his arbitration case theoretically settled sometime before, or he gets traded before, the second week of August. We will tell you the Oilers have two ARB cases as we go into our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. And the reality of the situation for you Oilers fans out there is that this is going to be a unique scenario with Jesse Puljujärvi, July 29th. That's theoretically when his arbitration case would take place. And on August the 7th for Kyler Yamamoto, theoretically that is when his case would take place. Now, here's the deal. Roughly 90% of all arbitration cases are settled before they actually go to arbitration. So keep that in mind. Is there a mechanism that the Edmonton Oilers could end up keeping both Jesse Puljujärvi and Kyler Yamamoto to start the season? Yes. Will there likely have to be a long-term resolution at some point? I would suggest so. So we're going to continue to monitor this. I don't think there have been extensive conversations yet with Puljujärvi. And if I was to hazard a guess, I'd say the more likely scenario of a player staying and a longer-term deal probably at this stage would be Kyler Yamamoto. Now, the scenario that exists where both get kept would involve trading somebody else off the roster. The problem is a lot of the teams that have cap space haven't got exactly raced to get stuff done on that front in terms of adding more players and those sort of things. All right, let's get into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear, featuring Edmonton's largest selection, unbeatable prices, and customer service that makes you feel like family. In an offseason in which Ken Holland, the Oilers GM, got Evander Kane done on a four-year extension at $5.125 million, re-signed Brett Kulak 4 years at $2.75 million, and then got a goaltender in Jack Campbell five times five, the Calgary Flames have lost Johnny Gaudreau to free agency with zero assets coming back, and Matthew Tkachuk has informed Flames management he will not be signing a long-term deal. Pat Steinberg was on from Sportsnet 960 in Calgary and had these comments about where the Flames fans and where the Flames organization are at right now.
I think it's now turned into, Bobby, a kind of a begrudging acceptance that this team that looked like it was knocking on the door to kind of be in a competitive window and fight it out with the Oilers and maybe Golden Knights in the Pacific Division for the next 3, 4, 5 years, maybe that's not going to happen. And you know, the first battle of Alberta in more than three decades, and yeah, it didn't go Calgary's way pretty decisively, but it still was a milestone. And, you know, you're like, okay, well, let's see what happens in 2023 if these two teams play again. Maybe Calgary puts up a better fight, or maybe the Flames are able to beat the Oilers. And so, but now you're like, okay, well, they just lost their best player for nothing, and now they're about to have to trade Matthew Tkachuk in a deal that, at least when looking for next season, almost certainly sees the Flames parting ways with the best player in the deal. So I think it's turned into a begrudging acceptance, but I also think there's a lot of frustration, and I think the frustration is being thrown around all over the place. Some fans are angry at Johnny Gaudreau. Some fans are angry at Matthew Tkachuk. Some fans are angry at Brad Treliving, the general manager. And it's kind of turned into one of those scenarios where it's like, how did this go so wrong? How did it look like this team was on the cusp of being something that was pretty relevant for the next 3, 4, 5 years with this core group? And now it looks like they might have to go in a completely different direction. And I can tell you that behind closed doors, there's conversations about exactly what direction they want to go. And so now Flames fans are bracing themselves. Are they going to be in for a team that tries to stay competitive but likely doesn't have the horses to compete with the Oilers and the Golden Knights and the Avalanche and the other really good teams in the Western Conference? Are they going to go and try and, you know, bring in two NHL players from whatever team they trade Matthew Tkachuk to and see if they can fight their way into a 6 or 7 seed in the Western Conference? Or are they going to go in a different direction, get a little younger, and maybe look down the road 3, 4, 5 years to try to build themselves back to something? So that's kind of what we've turned to, what it's turned into is, okay, we know that Johnny's gone and they got nothing for him, and we know that Matthew Tkachuk is going to be traded in the next few weeks here, but what direction is this organization ready to take? And until we know that answer, and I don't even know if the Flames know that answer right now, Bob, it's a really tough spot for Flames fans to be in. It's been a bad week or so.
Yeah, no question about it, and a tough one for Calgary Flames fans. All right, I was asking, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Boomer has texted the show to say Tkachuk wanting to play in St. Louis has been the story for a couple of years, as well as Johnny Hockey wanting to play closer to home. Matthews only signed for 5 years, taking him to UFA status. That could only be for one of two reasons. He wants to break the bank, or he wants to be in control where he plays closer to family. Toronto's going to be a similar situation in 2 years. That comes to us from Boomer. Boomer, I disagree. I think the Leafs are going to be fine. I think Matthews is going to be the highest paid player in the league in 2 years' time. I think that's what's going to happen. All right, I'm asking you for suggestions right now on songs that define summer. And you can text us at 780-496-0063. Jim from Rocky Mountain House is going to send us to break. You got to pick this right up from the beginning. Martha and the Muffins, Echo Beach, Old School.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Nice hit. Coming up, we'll hear from Brad Lowry. He's now with the Winnipeg Jets as an assistant coach. You're listening to Oilers Now. Welcome back, everybody. It's 12:18 in Edmonton. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer, Derek Scott, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. And we are going to head off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline and hook up with our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K, today. And we are pleased to be joined on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline by the new assistant coach of the Winnipeg Jets, formerly the head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings. We welcome back to the show, Brad Lauer. Hi, Brad. How you doing?
All right, Bob. I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good. First of all, congratulations. You've been an NHL assistant before. What was it about the Winnipeg opportunity that enticed you?
There's a few things. One, I think it just fits for my family and I right now, and it's where I want to go. And I've talked to a few teams this year, and reaching out, and then obviously Rick Bowness is a big part of it. I have a lot of respect for Rick, and obviously he coached me when I was in Ottawa many years ago. But working with him in Tampa, I just seen the way he worked with guys, and I just see the way the players respected him and how the guys, worked for him in Tampa. I was, really impressed with him, and, we're pretty – got to know him fairly well, and I mean, we stayed in touch here, and that was a big part of it.
Now, in terms of being the assistant coach, are you working with the forwards? Are you going to be running one of those special teams units? Has that all been specified yet?
Yeah, we're still talking about it. Yeah, I'll be working with the forwards, and probably Bones wants to have everyone have collective input on a lot of things, and certain guys will want certain things, but I'm sure we'll all have an input, and then we'll all get each assigned one of the specialty teams.
Yeah, it's interesting because if you look at Winnipeg's season, I think it's fair to say they underachieved. Mm-hmm. There was something, like they got the guy in goal. They got Connor Hellebuck. He's a big time. And I didn't mind their defense, but something wasn't quite right there. But all that being said, maybe you could speak to the uniqueness, Brad, of Rick Bowness's personality and how he's the type of guy that can facilitate people coming together.
I've got to see it. He's got a personality. He's got energy. He walks through those doors coming into the rink, and he's excited. He's upbeat. He's an extremely positive individual. And guys just like I seen in Tampa, like everybody just gravitated around him. Like he just brings that aura around him. That's a very positive individual. Extremely well, a good coach as far as when he's teaching the technical part of the game, and a very good communicator with the guys. And he worked with the D in Tampa, and I just see those guys, the players, how they just would always go to him and gravitate to him and ask questions. And it was as a coach, and to watch that, I thought that was something I learned. And I think that's something important, that players got to feel comfortable around you and be able to speak their mind a little bit, but also to be able to understand that, they have the final say. And I like I said, I think Bowness brings that type of, coaching to the team.
Former Edmonton Oil Kings head coach and now assistant coach of the Winnipeg Jets, Brad Lauer, joining us on Oilers Now. All right, so Brad, here's the deal. You've been an NHL assistant in a couple different places. You mentioned Tampa Bay. You've been in Anaheim. Was there any thought process to continuing your head coaching career and possibly looking at an American Hockey League head coaching gig?
Yeah, no, that was definitely the route. When I came back here, I mean, obviously we talked, Bob, about you know, I needed to get that head coaching experience, and obviously I got that opportunity here and to grow my game. And, you know, for me, technically the next step was going to the American Hockey League as a head coach and keep growing my that type of game. But, you know, at the end of the day, opportunities, obviously we played fairly long this year and there wasn't a lot out there anymore as far as opportunities to be a head coach in the American League. And, you know, when we talked before, Bob, I said, you know, if I'm going back to NHL, I wanted to make sure I'm going back with the right guy, you know, as a coach, or I feel comfortable working with them and, you know, have lots of, still be able to have a lot of input and still be able to coach. And, you know, there's only a handful of guys that I know that I would go back and for it. And Rick was one of those guys. And, you know, I was very comfortable with that decision. It's not an easy one. I mean, I know there's going to be a challenge here next season. I was up for that challenge with the kind of the rebuild we're going to go through here in Edmonton, but I was looking forward to that challenge as a head coach. But you know, these opportunities don't come by a lot, and you know, especially when you got a coach like Rick, I felt very comfortable in making that decision.
Brad, you spent the last four seasons in Edmonton, which saw a time of significant improvement for the Oil Kings, but two of the years we didn't see a completion to the WHL playoffs. There wasn't any playoffs in either of the 2 years.
Yeah.
Do you kind of feel like maybe, and you've got to be positive about experiences, but maybe you guys kind of got screwed over here with an opportunity to see what you could have done during, because I have people that have told me your team a year ago was actually a better team than the team that you had this year that won the WHL championship.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's one of those things. Obviously, you know, we've had some tremendous years here, and we've had some tremendous players, and we've been able to do a lot of good things. And like you said, the COVID year kind of unfortunately has disrupted our level of hockey. And you know, there's a lot of guys, those 20-year-old guys, you know, 2 years ago and, you know, last season didn't get that opportunity to play for a championship like our guys did this year. And I think we would have had I truly believe that we got a championship this year. I think we could have had a few more if we were able to finish or play those playoffs.
I want to ask you, I bumped into Al Prokop last night, Al and Nicole. Yes. Thank you, by the way, Al and Nicole. they took care of something for me. Much appreciated. You know, you had Luke on the team this year who you picked up. He was a trailblazer. A thought on sort of, you know, he ended up winning the Humanitarian Award for Major Junior Hockey in this country. A thought, I mean, it's a different, often we focus on who's the best player or who's the best defenseman or the best goalie or the coach of the year. Mm-hmm. This was a little bit different thing. And just, you know, the thoughts on maybe how well, you know, Luke's teammates received him and how much courage Luke showed along the way.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think obviously when we picked up Luke, I mean, obviously he came out a year ago, like the other day, I was actually at Blackhawk playing when I talked, I ran into Luke that day. So we talked a little bit obviously it took a lot for him to come out and, you know, greatly respect him for doing that. I mean, I thought we'd seen a player this year because I coached against him, obviously with Calgary. And, you know, I really thought I'd seen a player this year play to his potential, even, you know, have some dominating games where he felt comfortable, more comfortable on the ice. And, you know, I truly believe that really helped his game, you know, his on-ice game. Obviously, off-ice, he's a much, I think he's more comfortable with our guys. Like I said, our team, I mean, there's no issues whatsoever. He's a great person. He's got a funny guy to be around, a great guy to have in the locker room, total respect from our players. And it was a pleasure to work with him. I had a lot of fun with our guys this year. We had a really tight group of guys. And you don't win championships without being a tight hockey team. I truly believe that. And, you know, we try to do that right from day one 4 years ago. You know, those guys that have been through our organization, gone on and have built that foundation where, I truly believe, you know, a 16-year-old has a voice in a room. He should be able to speak up and say something. nothing changes, and our 16-year-olds are comfortable to do that. So, you know, having Luke was a very easy transition for him, I believe, and for our group, there was no difference in our locker room whatsoever, and you know, it was very easy as a coach to work with.
All right, you had four first-round draft choices with your team by the end of the season: goaltender mm-hmm. Sebastian Kosa, defenseman Caden Gooley, Dylan Gunther, and Jake Neighbors. Who has the best chance to start next NHL season in the National Hockey League?
Oof, man. Those are some pretty good players. You know, they're all going to have bright futures. If I was to pick one guy that's kind of ahead of the of everybody, I think Gooley is probably the guy that's out there. But, you know, saying that, Jake went into camp last year and played nine games with St. Louis, and as a 19-year-old, and almost made the team. So, you know, he can put up some numbers. And again, Dylan Gunther has an opportunity. He, you know, unfortunately, he got hurt, but you know, he's really growing up. He's really getting bigger and stronger and faster. And but I think if you wanted me to narrow down one player to those guys you talked about, I think Kate is probably the guy that's out there right now that I would say would crack Montreal next season.
All right. Great stuff, Brad. Well, I look forward to seeing you down the road next season in Winnipeg, okay?
All right, Bob. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. That is Brad Lauer. He's the assistant coach now of the Winnipeg Jets. It's 12:28 at Edmonton. Again, we're looking for your text. Give me the best songs about summer. We'll hit them all during the breaks coming out of them. 12:35 today, we are going to talk to SportsSense spec, Mark Spector for the horses and horse racing Alberta. Off to a global news, weather, traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.